Hi, I'm Zhichun Li from Northwestern. The title of my talk is Web Profit, Automating Performance Prediction for Web Service. And this project started as my intern project at Microsoft Research. And this is joint work with Ming Zhang from Microsoft Research and Ming Zhang from Microsoft Research and Zhao Shengzhu Yan Chen from Northwestern and Albert Greenberg and Yimin Wang from Microsoft Research. So we all know like a web service is so prevalent. We do everything depend on web service. And for popular web service such as search, mail, and online shopping, it attracts a large amount of users. And performance is very important for such service. For example, some user before is happy with some service provider A, but somehow it's slow, then user may get mad and think, oh, I want to switch to a different service provider offering a similar service. Then the revenue of the first service provider may decrease and the second one may increase. And this indeed is a real world story, like the Amazon report, like 100 actual delay will cause their 1% sales loss. And Google report, like 500 actual delay when retaining the research result will reduce their display ads revenue by 20%. So indeed, the user perceived performance is something the service provider of the web service really needed to care about. But the web service are very complicated. Take the Yahoo map as one example. When you render a page, you will download more than 100 objects. And those objects have complex dependency relationship. So also when you render a page, it runs large amount of JavaScript. And also those objects are hosted in a different data center around the world. So such complexity makes the performance optimization quite hard for the web service. So in our work, we use a page load time to capture the user perceived performance. Essentially, the service provider can define the page load time by the loading time of the whole page or by the loading time of a portion of the page with most visual effect. And the load time of the page essentially depends on the object dependency and the load time of each object. Because, for example, for Yahoo map, you need to load hundreds of objects, so the dependency and the loading time of object both take very important effect. And loading time of each object depend on a set of factors. For example, there may be some client-side delay caused by the JavaScript execution and some network delay caused by the data transfer and some server-side processing delay. And the network delay can further related to DNS lookup time and the TCP handshaking and data transfer time. And the TCP part relates to the round-trip time and data and packet loss. So essentially, it's quite hard for the service provider to optimize every object for every delay factors. And usually, they can only, for a given strategy, they can only optimize a subset of the object for a subset of delay factors. And there will be a huge space for such optimization. So it's very important for service provider to find some effective strategy which might be only optimize a small number of objects on a small number of delay factors, but can have great impact on reduce the page load time. And this require we can very fast evaluate the different optimizing strategies and find the good ones. The existing work on this, there are some approach currently is widely used by service provider, like it set up a controlled experiment and try the experiment on a group of users to see how the user react to know the performance difference. But however, this approach tends to hard to be fully automatic, and also it's quite expensive to set up because you need to try on real users. And also, the main problem for this is very slow, so it's kind of very hard. You can fast go over a large amount of optimization strategies. And there are some other related work. For example, use service provider-based technical and collect the traces at the service provider to do the inference. Those work tend to work for some simple web service, but the key problem is like there are certain factors only can be revealed at the client side. For example, the page only resembles at client side from the different places. So at the client side, you can take care of the different data sources, but at the server side, it could be hard. And also the object dependency is only available at the client side. And some delay factors, such as the client side delay, is only can be measured at the client side. And also some people propose use the regression-based technical. And usually to make it work, they have to have the assumption on make each variable independent. But because we show that the object have a lot of dependency, this actually, this assumption is not true, especially for the complex web service. That's cause inaccuracy. So the goal for our work is to design an approach that can automatically predict the performance of the web pages given some optimization. Ideally, we want to run this very quickly and to predict the effect at a user perceived way. And the technical we use is like, first we realized the dependency is very important. So we come up with a timing perturbation based technical to discover the dependency graph. And then based on the dependency, we drive how we can simulate the web page and come up with the new page load time under optimization scenario, such as in such a way we can know the performance gain. Okay, next I will introduce how we discover the dependency among different objects. So some people may think this could be quite simple. Indeed, if it's like a simple HTML page only, this is a very simple problem. You can just parse the HTML, you can know the dependency. And but actually, for the JavaScript heavy website, it's quite hard to figure out just by HTML parsing or DOM traversal. So the main problem is like there are some JavaScript execution may require some object, and those objects are depend on the JavaScript file contains the JavaScript code. And also there are some dependency is caused by the event. So for example, you download one image may trigger an event. In that event handler, you want to download a different image. So that caused a problem. So essentially, without really tracking the JavaScript, it's quite hard to figure out the dependency. Of course, you can instrument the browser extensively to tracking the information flow in the JavaScript. But this way is kind of heavyweight and browser dependent, because different browser, the JavaScript engine implementation could be different. So the goal of our approach, we try to implement a way that can be lightweight and can do not need to take out of the semantic within the web service and can be the browser independent. The technical we use to enable this is mainly use the timing perturbation based technical. Indeed, we try to delay some object to see how the delay propagates in different object and figure out the dependency. So here is one example, like there's a set of object in the web page. Then we can choose a object, then delay it. The object delayed with it together will be dependent on this object. And for regular object, actually this is enough, mainly because for regular object, you have to download this object first before its descendant can be downloaded. But however, this is not true for HTML case, because for HTML, the browser usually enable the incremental rendering. That's why, for example, if the HTML page is very long, even without it finish loading, but some image at the top can be displayed. But this it's which means you not only the one object. For example, the X is the HTML page, Y is an embedded object. Then the Y not only depend on X, but also depend on a offset in X. Only this portion really have dependency with Y. The later actually doesn't matter. So we need to figure out the offset as well for such cases. The way we achieve that is like using a HTTP proxy, we can load the HTML page very slowly. And in such a way, we can measure the offset of each embedded object in the HTML page and figure out this information. Okay, next I will talk about how we do the performance prediction based on the dependency information we discovered. So at a high level, the problem is like we want to evaluate a lot of different scenarios, like the optimization strategies, very quickly. So give one baseline measurement, we based on a new scenario specification. For example, the service provider say, I can optimize this subset of object for RDT, that subset of object for server responding time. Then we can do the simulation and predict the new payload time. And the service provider may want to try a lot of different scenarios. Our approach can quickly evaluate such scenarios and find the good optimization strategy for the service provider. And the technical we use is mainly the following. So first, we capture the full packet traces of the page loads. And then from there, we extract all the object time information in the baseline scenario. With the baseline scenario and all the time information, based on the dependency graph, we can figure out the client delay. The client delay is like all the constraints of the dependency has been solved, but still the browser needs some time before it can load the object, which caused by some browser execution time. And then, with all the time information in the baseline, we based on the specification given by the service provider, see how I want to optimize the service. Then we can adjust the timing of the object. Then based on the dependency information and also a simple browser model, we model how the page will be loaded, then come up with a new page load time that can help us to know how much the performance gain will be. So next I will talk about how we extract the object timing. Essentially, we just recover the timing from the trees, and we model the DNS lookup time just by a time interval, and we model the TCP handshaking time just by one RTT. And we model the HTTP transfer by a request transfer time and some server responding time, and then some reply transfer time. And this is how we model the different object timing. And then we need to annotate the client side delay. The client side delay is like for a object. All its parents has been loaded, but still the browser needs to take some execution to load the object X. The time in between is caused by the browser execution. We call it client side delay. And with all this information, then in the baseline scenario, then given the new scenario specified by the service provider, then we can adjust the different delay factors. Essentially, we allow the service provider to choose a subset of object and to adjust one delay factor. So they can choose different subset of object for different delay factors. And then we just adjust the timing. And the way we do that, it's quite simple. For the client side delay, DNS lookup time, and server responding time, because they just a time interval, we just adjust accordingly based on the specification from the service provider. And for the RTT, it's a little bit more complicated. We consider to adjust it by the number of round trip it take for the HTTP request and adjust the third RTT time set. And there we have assumption which is when the RTT changes, the number of round trip take for downloading the object is the same. This is a very simple model, but in our evaluation we show even with this we can get very good accuracy. And then with the dependency, we still need to model some factors from the browser, how browser works really affect the object downloading. So the things we need to take care of is like, at the browser, it might have DNS cache. So sometimes there is a DNS lookup time associated with some object, but sometimes don't. And sometimes if you want to download a HTTP object, you have to set up a new TCP connection. So we have to add some TCP handshaking time. For sometimes, you already open a lot of connection to a host, and all is occupied. So we have a new object to download, but we still need to wait one connection to be available. So we need to add some TCP waiting time. So here is one example. After all the dependence has been solved, it takes some time for the browser to execute. So that it have the client delay. Then then this object is the first object to a domain, so it add some DNS time, and also because it's the first time to a domain, so you need a set of connection, then transfer the object. So essentially, it's like in a different scenario, we just need to model it differently according to the conditions we're talking about. And then with this information, we can simulate how the page is really load. So here is a simple page. Here, at the right side, I give the dependency graph of the page. And first, you will load the root node of the page, which is the HTML object. Then, once you load this object, because it's first object, it might need to add something like the DNS lookup time, so some TCP connection setup time, and so on. And then, after that, after we load this object, it enables the object B and C can be loaded because the dependency already solved. And among the B and the C, because B is a variable first, so it will put into the head of the queue, and that one will be loaded. And because it's a first object, and at that time, the first connection is occupied by A, so when loading the object B, so we will set up a new connection and add some connection setup time. And also B will solve the dependency to make D can be put into the queue. And then based on the which one ready first, we will continue the loading. And in this case, we are loading C, and then we loading D, and loading E, and finally solve the dependency loading F. And based on this, we can measure the new page load time and to see in this new scenario, how long it takes to load the page. And by the difference, we know how much the performance gain will be. Okay, next I will talk about our implementation. So we deployed the measurement sensor on the plan lab around the world. And for each sensor, we implement a web agent. And in the web agent, it's mainly we drive a full-featured Firefox 3 and based on a web robot. And we use a plugin to control the web browser, and we have an API to drive to give the input to the page so that we can interact with the page. And we use a trace logger to log all the packet trees for the start day. And similarly, we have the dependency extractor module. It still uses the same web agent, but working with a proxy and to load the page multiple times to figure out the dependency. And then with the trace information and the dependency, we put into the performance predictor. And in the performance predictor, we first analyze the trace and come up the time information of the baseline scenario. Then the service provider will provide a new scenario. Then we simulate how the page will be loaded. Then come up the result of how much the performance gain will be under such optimization. Okay, next I will talk about the evaluation result. So we mainly work on four services, like Google and Yahoo Search, and Google and Yahoo Map. And here is a dependency graph for the Google and the Yahoo Search. From here, you can see the Yahoo Search dependency is a little bit more complex than Google in terms of it has more layer of the dependencies. And we manually analyze the code of the search page and verified the dependency indeed correct. And next, I will show the result for the map. And here, we found still the Yahoo map is more complex, probably because they want to have more richer content. And for such cases, because it has a lot of JavaScript code, to manually analyze the code for the verification is very hard. So instead, we use two ways to verify the dependency graph we generate is kind of accurate. One approach is like when we do the prediction, we use a dependency graph, we found the prediction accuracy is very high, so we know the dependency graph must be accurate. And also, we use a different way to verify the dependency. Mainly, we come up with the dependency graph first for the Yahoo and Google Map, then we create a web page by ourselves to achieve this dependency, because then we don't know the ground truth. Then without assuming we know the dependency graph, we run our tool against the page we created, and we found they also can cover exactly dependency. This is the second validation we did for the work. Next, I will talk about how we do the performance prediction. So at a high level, the experiment we did is like we try to reduce some of the latency and to see how much impact it has on page load time. we did two experiments. The first is a control experiment. And in the controlled experiment, we use some controlled gateway. We can inject delay so that we can create a scenario with a high latency. Then we can also create a new scenario with low latency. And based on the control gateway, we can create these two scenarios. And we try to see, like, if we know the baseline scenario and know how it changes, then we try to predict the performance in the new scenario and verify by the new scenario we have. And also, we did a plan lab experiment. And in the plan lab experiment, the baseline scenario we have is some international node with kind of poor performance. And then we try to use the new scenario we use is a US node. The idea is, like, we try to see if the service provider can optimize all the factors to make the international node have the similar delay factor as US node, then how much performance it can be. Then next, I will introduce the result in these two experiments. So for the control experiment, we did many studies, and here I just include one example of the result. So in this experiment, we visit the Yahoo map from our university, and in the baseline length, the goal is, like, we try to have a high latency scenario, and then we see if we reduce the RTT to make it become a low latency scenario, how much performance will change, and whether we can accurately to predict the performance, because to reduce the RTT from the Yahoo data center is kind of a very hard problem. So indeed, in the evaluation, we inject some delays to create a high latency scenario for a data center. Then in the new scenario, we just remove the extra RTT we injected and to see how much prediction error we made. And for the Yahoo map case, the object mainly is from three different places. Some object is from the Akamai CDN, and the other object is from two data centers with two different AS number and the trace route path to our university. And we tested the prediction error both on the median and the 95 percentile. And for example, for the Akamai case, we found the prediction error for median is 16%, and for the P95 is about 12%. And in all the cases, we found like the maximum error we made is 16%. And also, we did the study for the plan lab experiment. And in the plan lab experiment, we choose some node of the international node with relative poor performance. And in the new scenario, we predict it to a US node. So we change all the delay factors simultaneously. And we test on the first service we started, and we choose the different baseline node at a different country, and use a US node as the new scenario. And here is the result. And from the result, we can see, like, the maximum prediction error we made is about 11% in the Google search. Okay, so with the accuracy evaluation, we hope to show, like, the accuracy is good enough for the service provider to evaluate the different strategies. And then we use our tool to see how we can really improve the Yahoo map. We set up the goal for this optimization is, like, we want to find a small set of the object. Once we optimize this small set of the object, we hope have a great performance gain. And the search algorithm we use to conduct this search is a greedy-based approach. And we evaluate more than 2,000 hypothetical scenarios in 20 seconds. And the code is written in Python, actually. So with C++ code, the speed could be even higher. And what we found is, like, there are five critical static objects currently is hosted by the data center of the Yahoo map. If we remove to the Akamai CDN used by Yahoo map, then the total payload time can be reduced to 15%. And also, we found the client-side delay is a very important factor. And we found a set of 14 objects. If we suppose we can reduce the client-side delay to half, then it can reduce total payload time by more than 25%. And combine both, actually, we can reduce the total loading time of Yahoo Map by 40%, and which makes the total loading time from 4 seconds to 2.4 seconds. Okay. In conclusion, we found the web service prediction is a hard problem, mainly because currently the web service become more and more complicated. And the dependency is a very important factor we need to consider when we make such prediction. And in our work, we designed an automatic tool to predict the performance. And the major contribution we made is devised a mechanism that can discover the dependency among the objects. And then we use the dependency information to drive the simulation to do the prediction. And also through extensive evaluation, we found our tool is accurate and useful. Thanks.
We have time for some questions. And while people are getting ready for the questions, I'm going to ask one.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, do you, from the design of the system and the prediction framework, do you think there are some kinds of web services for which this approach wouldn't work? The one that I was thinking about was cases in which the response time might be variable. There might be some computational components that make it perform with different amounts of time, depending on what kind of request you're looking at. Have you looked at those, or do you think those are not an issue?
So I think in terms of the dynamic of the web service, as long as the major assumption we have is like the web service itself is stable. In the sense, the object and dependency won't change of the web service. If this is a hold, then the other dynamic actually is not a problem. But if the service, for example, every time it loads a totally different set of object and with totally different dependency, then currently our approach will not work in such case.
So what I was thinking about was a driving direction kind of tool where you might have a more complex or less complex routing problem that it has to be solved between the time when you start fetching all the results and you get the final result. Have you looked at sort of that port, the part where you're doing the routing, the actual routing, the computation that happens at the server? Or have you mostly looked at cases where you just do gets of a complex graph of objects?
So we mainly look at it from the client-side perspective and look at how we download the object. I'm not sure about the routing you mentioned. It's how related to this. Because essentially we're from the user perspective. And for example, if you're talking about something at the back end, behind the scene, user cannot see, then our tool cannot freak it out. But what are the factors essentially can be seen by user, then we can help to optimize such factors. For example, for the server responding time, we can say if this reduct, then reduce, then what will happen? But in terms of like the detailed design, how that this can be really reduced, then we cannot really help the service provider to figure out.
Okay. Any more questions? Good. Let's thank the speaker.